agreements. We have an attorney has it worried. He's got it under Pittman and under Pearson. So.
He has it listed under...
Probably the last agreement.
Yeah, Harrison Grocer...
Slash Pittman, I think.
Company Incorporated slash Pittman.
Right. That's correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doing business as, okay.
We have seven total.
Yeah. He's got seven. Doing business as. He's on the desk and I'm going to check. This one's just under that here. But this is that doing business as.
Alright. Just want to make sure that.
Be sure how the agreement was written up. Sure. I entered into the agreement with all of these. It gives maintenance to decide what is best for each item.
Lots of choices.
Yeah.
Nice choices. Mm-hmm.
I make a motion we approve the agreement with Hazen Chemical and Supply and Haney County for janitorial supplies.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
I make a motion we approve Boschler Services and Supply Incorporated in Haney County for janitorial supplies.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Make the motion that we approve Dispose and Save, LLC, and Haney County for janitorial supplies.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I make a motion that we approve Hilliard, Inc., and Haney County for janitorial supplies.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I make the motion that we approve Industrial Soap Company for janitorial supplies and Haney County the agreement.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I make a motion we approve Industrial Soap Company for janitorial supplies purchased for Haney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I make a motion that we approve the agreement with Laundry Solutions Company in Haney County for purchasing janitorial supplies.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I make a motion we approve Harrison Grocery Company Incorporated doing business as Pippin Wholesale Company for purchasing janitorial supplies for Haney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension Update.
Good morning. I'm Willa Williams, the County Engagement Specialist in 4-H Youth Development. And I've given you our reaching out reports. The first one is mine, and I have pictures from our 7th graders' Go to Work Career Day, which was a pretty good success. This year, we had our 7th graders engage in some pretty good careers at OTC. And we really focused on letting the kids engage in some hands-on programs there at OTC. So we got to go over to our construction and HVAC, and you can see that our specialists and faculty really let them be hands-on with the students. Even though I was a little bit worried about liability, they weren't as much. So you can see them drilling and welding with the youth. And with ambulance science, the kids really got to really get in. I don't know if you've been to OTC yet and seen their new ambulance science lab, but it looks like an ambulance is inside the lab. So that was exciting for them. And we even had a specialist from MU Extension that we talked about agriculture too. So it was a really great day for our students. And we want to keep on continuing this. And we have a really good partnership with OTC. So we want to keep on continuing this. Right now we have a partnership with MSU where we can't really control which students sign up. So we just open it up to all of Missouri or Southwest Missouri. So we really don't have control of what students sign up. So that's why we have Reed Spring and Hartville that signed up for it. Mm-hmm. So I've been talking to OTC, and we've decided that we might just have a partnership between the two of us, and we can control which students and what time of year that we do this, because we always do it in February, and we have to worry about ice each time and bad weather. The reason why we have a partnership with MSU is they give a bus scholarship to the schools. And so that's nice that we have a bus scholarship that pays for the gas money for the schools to do this, but we might find another way so we can make sure that Taney County gets first priority and our Taney County students get to come to this great event.
So even though Forsyth was the only school that participated, all schools were invited in Taney County?
Yeah, all schools can be invited, but we have a certain number that can only come there because, you know, we can only handle so many students within that day.
Okay.
So we cap them at 150, 160. So we cap it, and once that limit hits. And our limit, you know, we offer such a great program that the first students that can get in, the first schools that can get in, gets in. And the counselor at Forsyth, she really does enjoy this program. And it's only open to 7th grade students through this MSU program because it's called 7th Graders Go to Work. She just waits for it to open up. And she contacts me before it happens, like, are you going to offer it again? When's it going to open up? So she makes sure that the day it opens up that she gets in.
So is it just one day?
We offer one day, and that's through the program that we offer one day. So we were talking through OTC that we might offer a couple of extra days if we do this, so we can offer it for all 7th graders for the whole county if we want to continue to do that.
It'd be a very educational event for the students, something they wouldn't
yes.
have a chance otherwise.
Yeah, so last year we did offer it in Branson and Forsyth. Both got to attend, but you know, we want to make sure that we get our local schools and they can attend and they can be a part of it.
Maybe the others should put that on the calendar too so they'll quickly reply.
And we can have it at a better time of year. Like I said, it was a very cold, rainy day on that day, and last year, this is the second year we've done it, we were really worried about snow on that day. So we might look at another time of year, but it was just an excellent day. We had our instructors really enjoyed it. The kids really enjoyed it. And in fact, Forsyth was kind of let down that I didn't offer my culinary arts program that I did last year. So I'm going to go to Forsyth next week. And the culinary arts is cake decorating. So I'm going to go teach all their 7th graders the cake decorating session that they didn't get there that day. So we're still going to have that backup there as well. So that's how we're going to try to improve it in the years to come. So going on with 4-H, I think I've mentioned some programs that I'm really excited about, and they're still growing and getting even better right now. This past week, even though it's kind of going into March, this past week we have done Taney County Career Days. And this past Friday, I've been working with the Forsyth Fire Department, And we're going to do a junior firefighters program with 4-H and the Forsyth Fire Departments. All of our handouts were gone, and we had to have extra handouts for that, so I'm really excited about that program that it's going to start up this summer. We've talked about the poultry chain program, and also that we're going to have a bike and hike and paddle program that's really going to concentrate on safety as well, pedestrian safety, bicycling safety, that I think is going to help out in this community too. So I'm also helping in Taneyville. Taneyville is going to be a part of the grant that Pam Dutzman has been doing in Hollister, but she's going to continue that in Taneyville. It's the farm-to-table grant, so I'm going to go help out with that this week, too. So you do have Barb and Sandra's reaching out reports. So Sandra's doing a QuickBooks online program at Bank of Missouri this month. We have a pesticide applicator training today in Taneyville this afternoon that Tim Schnockenberg is doing. I'm doing a bicycle safety rally this weekend. Someone is moving into town. They were really concerned about bicycle safety and biking around town. I'm a league cycling instructor, so they contacted me. So I opened it up to the community. We'll see how many people will be interested in biking in 50-degree weather. But May is National Bike Month, so we'll probably be holding more then. We still have the VITA program going on. I think we're to the last month in April of appointments. And then the Brown Bag Lunch Gardening Series starts April 16th. I think that's all the upcoming events. Not all, but most.
You said Sandra was doing QuickBooks this month at
yes.
Bank of Missouri.
Yes, that will be QuickBooks Online March 12th. That's tomorrow. 8:30 to 12:30. You actually go online to register through the SBTDC office. If you need information, I have the handout right here.
Okay, so if anyone wants to register for it, they would go online.
Yes, and you can call our office if you need help. So just call the extension office.
Okay, and that number, just for the record.
417-546-4431.
So, in case somebody was hearing and they wanted to.
Sure, thank you. Any more questions?
I might have missed it. The
sure.
4-H Trailblazers, what is that?
The Trailblazers is our club that meets in Taneyville. They have met in Forsyth, but they've started meeting over at the Taneyville School. So the Trailblazers, each group has kind of their own unique sort of characteristics, I guess, the projects that they deal with. So the Trailblazers, they're more outdoorsy. They have a lot of animal projects. So the Trailblazers meets over in Taneyville. They're actually going to meet tomorrow night. So they meet at 6 p.m. at the Taneyville School. So a lot of the kids might have horse projects, goat projects. They go camping. Their leaders are Stephanie Chambers and Lynn Winicky. And,
okay.
So they're a very good group, and I'm excited to have them. You know, they might do some photography projects. They'll have several kids, or Clover kids, which are our kids that are 5 to 7 years old. So a very good group on the eastern side of the county.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. I guess we'll recess upstairs for daily staff review and agenda requests. We'll be in recess.